Dr. David Lewis, thanks for joining us. Today we're talking about biosolids and Halifax, the Halifax Regional Municipality recently lifting the moratorium on applying biosolids to municipal lands. You've been greatly involved in biosolids research and formulating what appears to be the industry's golden rule, Sludge Rule 503. How did this rule come to affect the way that biosolids are dealt with across North America at this point, or even across the world?
I was a research microbiologist for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for over 30 years, and the regulation, the 503 sludge rule, actually gives the guidelines for what amounts of industrial waste and other pollutants, household pollutants, can be incorporated into what now has become called biosolids, and what has to be monitored in it. It basically narrowed down the whole world of pollutants to a handful of heavy metals. Everything else that's found in biosolids, all of the organic waste, organic chemicals like pesticides and hospital waste and you name it, countless array of toxic organic chemicals that are monitored everywhere else in the air and water don't have to be monitored in biosolids. It was not until 1997 and 1998, particularly when I went to the University of Georgia, that I began to investigate communities across the United States and in Canada where large numbers of people were getting sick from breathing dust from land treated with biosolids and from drinking water from wells that were contaminated with biosolids. So I actually got engaged in doing research to determine whether or not the illnesses and deaths in humans and animals were linked to biosolids or were being caused by something else.
What did you find?
Problems boil down to immediate effects on human health that were occurring from skin exposure to the dust or getting the dust in the eyes or inhaling it and drinking from private wells where biosolids were spread around the wells. And the effects mainly were related to irritant chemicals that are found in biosolids. Some of the heavy metals cause irritation of the eyes and skin and lungs. Biosolids contain a lot of bacteria that when they're killed, when the biosolids are processed, it forms high concentrations of endotoxins, which when inhaled with an organic material is known to cause a host of respiratory illnesses that can become chronic and can lead to early death and serious health problems. But there was a secondary effect where we saw a fourth of the people who were getting sick that we looked at were developing staph aureus infections and sometimes staph epidermidis infections. These pathogens, which are becoming more problematic over time because they're so resistant to antibiotics, they're common on the skin and in the environment, but the irritant chemicals in the biosolids would cause inflammation in the skin and the lungs, the mucous membranes that makes the body susceptible to these infections. So those were the two problems that we found.
What's the verdict for the Halifax Regional Municipality?
Well, I was surprised to hear the outcome of this. To me, Halifax was like a ray of hope for future generations when it comes to this issue. This, in my opinion, is not a small issue. EPA keeps calling it a small issue, but it's not at all. The fact that biosolid safety is really just an illusion. If Halifax took the same biosolids that they planned to dump on the land and were to dump it instead in a lake or a river or along the coastline, there would be a huge fish kill within a matter of hours. Not just from the ammonia that's in the material, but the heavy metals and the countless toxic organic chemicals that are in it. And the reason for that is because the fish would directly absorb it. When you put it on the land, all that you do is you delay the adverse health effects to where the toxic organic chemicals and the other pollutants in it, the heavy metals, have to be taken up by plants and animals to enter the food chain. The dust, where it's concentrated, blow off the land. The dust blow maybe a half a mile away or maybe thousands of miles away before they settle down and they're inhaled by other people. So the adverse health effects are all still there as when these same pollutants go into the river or into the air. It's just that they're delayed in time and they're spread out to where the illnesses and the deaths that it causes are attributed to other causes or they're just left unexplained. So this whole practice is just creating a problem that I thought for a time that Halifax was going to be, you know, the first major city to, right here in North America, to take a stand on this and protect the land for future generations. And I think that's what it's all about. This practice is so widespread that our land is just going to be contaminated, that by the time that everyone realizes what a problem this has become, it's not going to be a problem that can be solved at that point. You can't reconstitute the topsoil over large areas of North America once it's contaminated this way.
Thanks so much for your time, Dr. Lewis. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
It's been a real pleasure to talk with you, Miles. I appreciate everyone's interest in this important issue.